To our next story now, and this relates to food and food safety. In a move that may impact household businesses that sell or provide food, the Queensland government is considering legislation that covers businesses run out of private residences. So you're talking homemade cakes, catering businesses run from home, private cooking classes, etc. Currently, they sit somewhere outside food safety licensing laws, meaning they're not subject to exactly the same strict guidelines and procedures that you see in commercial businesses like cafes and restaurants. But is it a matter of government sticking their fork into a meal they should keep out of? Or is it a case that these private operators actually want to have their cake and eat it too? Well, Emma White is a skilled food technologist. She's 18 years of industry experience under her belt in both the food and complementary medicine sectors. Emma, thank you for your company this afternoon. What were your first thoughts when you heard the Queensland government was considering some changes?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing because, yeah, there's a number of factors that can go wrong in those dark kitchens or those kitchens that you're selling your product through. And I think, yeah, we underestimate the what goes in or what's involved with making food safe for consumers to consume.
All right. I'm just having a hard time hearing you. If it's at all possible to please bring your mouthpiece a little closer to your mouth, we might be able to just pick up a little bit more clarity in that telephone line. Emma,
sorry.
Why has this become an issue now?
Oh, I think COVID's actually probably enforced that. People wanting to get an extra couple of dollars and they think, oh, yeah, I can make my food from home and sell it out to consumers. And I think that's where it's probably run. And I think from our end, from a food safety perspective, there's a number of factors. So if it is a cooked meal that is actually being sold as a chilled meal, yeah, you've got to be enforced by like food safety standards such as the chilled and the hot fill requirements, and also labeling. And I think labeling is the biggest one because allergens in society are increasing.
Okay, so currently how are licensing guidelines policed in Queensland?
Yeah, they're currently policed by the council, like everywhere else. So your local council would go out to your fish and chip shop or your cafe and check out and make sure that it's safe for consumers. So there's no, like that's all clean and the processes of the cook chilled are in place for them to ensure that they're actually adhering to those regulations.
Okay. And ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland this afternoon. My name's Kat and you are with Emma White, who's a food technologist, talking about the idea that the Queensland government looks set to, what, crack down, Emma, tighten regulations around food businesses from private residences, raising food safety standards. I just wonder what kind of impact, though, this will have on private residence operators. These are smaller businesses that don't have the bigger budgets that massive commercial food businesses do have. Will more regulation kind of reduce the viability of some of these businesses, Emma?
Potentially. I think we've got to think it from a more of a public health safety perspective. So, we know that the stuff that comes out of cafes and stuff that comes out of food manufacturing sites are safe for consumers to consume because they actually are adhering to those legislation requirements, whereas in a household you tend to obviously be a little bit more lapsed and not put in 100% correct processes in place. So therefore, yeah, you're posing a risk to your community.
All right, so these are regulations currently being considered by the state government. If this is an issue that is relevant to you, it's worthwhile reaching out to your local members and getting involved in the conversation. Emma White, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Kat.
Emma White, food technologist. You're